Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, and right now brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It's time to talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. It, again, is great to be on with you and getting it all ready to take this bunch to New York, the Jets, and let's go from where we left off the other day.
Now, I know we have a ton of Cowboys questions for you. I did have a league-wide question. It was interesting. Roger Goodell's in London, and he was asked about the possibility of a Super Bowl ever being in London or ever being overseas. What do you think about that concept of having a Super Bowl not in the United States?
First of all, I'm for anything that promotes the growth or expands the eyeballs for the NFL. And that has been really the goal and the practice of the NFL, certainly ever since I've been involved. There's no question that having it out internationally shouldn't take away from our fan interest and eyeballs in the United States, and should add significantly around the world outside the country. So in general, I'm for that. I was pretty strong for years and years that it's just never going to be the same, my town against your town, relative to our football. It just can't be transferred to Europe and other countries. But I've changed that. And I've seen how you can take the ethos of our game and the theory behind the game, and it calls on you to do unnatural things relative to physically, and it calls you to play in a certain way that other sports don't require. I think that carries over to the concept of the game, and I think that's catching on and is very popular outside the United States. So I'm all for it.
Well, Jerry, I was all against it until you just sold me on it. Well, you think we'll ever be able to have one on the moon?
Well, let's don't go that far, but I will tell you okay. What I would say for you. Good that you've changed your mind. I can tell you it helps if you'll learn to change your mind and not be embarrassed about it. I've had to do it a lot, and the more I've done it, the more successful I've been. So the other adage there is be around smart people.
There you go.
Now, we were having this discussion, perhaps a debate yesterday on the show. Can you walk us through what you think are some of the reasons for fans to be excited about this Cowboys team thus far this season and going forward?
I can. I think we're a fighting bunch. I think we will hang in there and fight it out. I think we can have some adversity early, and we've shown that we can come back and get our composure, so to speak, and take the fight to them. That's what it's one of the real attributes of the game is to literally start slow and end up with a much higher degree of intensity. Coaches, Brian's doing a great job of establishing that with the team, and I'm seeing it. I saw our defense play better at the end of the game last week than it did at the first of the game. You could say, well, it didn't have far to go the way they were playing, but that'd be trite. We got better in the game, adjustments in the game, players adjusting, players taking better angles. All of that's going on, so I think that's very encouraging. You can't help but point your finger at the play of Dak Prescott. I think it's one of the top quarterback plays that you his level of playing is I don't think he's ever played any better than he's playing now. And he makes that after he gets up to that line, he makes those calls pointing out where vulnerabilities can be and makes the adjustments. Those are unbelievably a part of what his skill is. So all of that's good. And I think we've got help on the way. I know we've got help on the way. We've got some highly talented football players that are going to be out here as we get on into these next few weeks that will really help us out on both sides of the ball.
You know, I'd definitely be inclined to agree with you about the play of Dak Prescott. Going back, a little while in your ownership of the Dallas Cowboys, one of the things with Tony Romo is he played some of the best football of his career, unfortunately, at a time when the defense really struggled. I know you saw the defense get better at the end of the last game, but do you ever think about or are you ever concerned about that it could be the defense that could make all of the good that Dak's doing not relevant?
Well, it's overused, but it's complementary, and that's easy to do. Any side of the ball, including the special teams, can mitigate great plays on another phase of the game. That's the challenge. That's where it is, balance. And has to do with time of possession, turnovers, you name it. As Bill Parcells used to say, in a struggle, make sure everybody gets tired at the same time. Are you, if you're the one that's tired and they're not, you've got a problem. Well, the point is that I think we can look to a balanced. I'm confident in being around Brian operating as head coach that he practices that theory. I like the way he calls the plays for balance. I like the way he tries to wear the team down, opposing team down, the defense. For instance, that Chicago game is a shocker. I still don't know how that happened relative to we had them worn down real good in the first half and we let them off the let them get up. So bottom line is I like what we're doing for fact. We have some outstanding young players that weren't with us early, especially over on defense. That will help us as we go forward here, and they'll be on the field. And then offensively, we're in a rash of injuries right now, but such as the Lamb injury, but we can look forward to them getting better. So I see us getting better, and I know we're learning the schemes, for instance, on defense with Flus and his philosophy. I know learning what to do is real important. We have made changes over there, and so it's important to not only learn them, like if you were taking a test, but it's how to be able to practice and the nuances of how fast to get there and how not to get there too quick. There's those kinds of things other than knowing exactly what to do. Bottom line is I think we're getting better.
You know, Jerry, I'm glad you're talking about that balance because Kevin and I have been talking about the balance that this offense has had a lot since the season started. What were you expecting from Javonte Williams when you signed him, and has he shown you more than you expected?
Well, if you looked at him his first year or two at Denver, that would set your expectations pretty high. He was impressive, and you're seeing that. That's exactly what you're seeing. And he's an outstanding teammate. He's an outstanding player in that running back group. And so he's everything you want, and he's obviously I'm going to use the word violent, but he's obviously got big size, and he knows how to throw it around when he's running with the ball. So we're really pleased that that one right there was better, is actually better than you could have dreamed for and hoped for. So that's good. We're going to be more than likely seeing Blue this weekend. That's not for sure, but we could. And he's got that speed, and he's had a lot of evolving to do. He had it when he was at Texas, and he's also had it here in the pros of just being professional about the approach to things. And he's doing that, and he could add a real dimension that is exceptional with him and that speed burst.
Yeah, and I think we're really excited about the potential of being able to see that. Real quick on Javonte, did y'all ever have any conversations with Sean Payton about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The player himself?
Well, we...
just to kind of like ask, you know, see.
Well, he was a free agent. And, of course, we have a part of the process, and Sean's friendly with us, and we're friendly with him. A part of the process is that evaluation, and it would be abnormal if you hadn't talked to their former coaches.
Gotcha.
You know, Wanya Thomas, it looks like he's going to get more playing time this week. Obviously, he played a lot last week. His brother is on the Jets, and whether it was with your sister growing up or your kids, what happens with a sibling rivalry in a competitive environment?
There's nothing like it. I have a sister that's a couple of years younger than me today. And we still play around with each other verbally and just really, I call her Snookums. And that's the nickname I've been calling her since I remember, I can remember. And we've had a great life together. She's wonderful, apple of my eye. And every time I look at her, I think of our parents. And so, boy, siblings can be beautiful, and they, like your mother, can say things to you that nobody else can. I was getting on a private plane with our entire family years ago, and there were maybe 15 of us getting on, and I was saying sternly as the taskmaster, I want everybody to be in charge individually of your bag. Whatever you do, I'm not going to have any mercy if we get there and somebody's left bags back here in Dallas. And so, boy, we all get on. We fly about 3 hours away and get off. There was one bag missing. Mine. Well, my sister, everybody, I was so mad I couldn't see, left it all the way back in Dallas. And we were riding along in this van. she was up in the front, everybody just quiet because they knew I was about to pop. I was so mad at having left my bag, and I knew how hard it was to get it back to meet up with us. Well, finally up front, she said, started quoting me of my lecture to everybody before we took off, and of course, I almost caused a wreck trying to get to her to pinch her or something. But only sisters and brothers can act that way.
That is fantastic. I love that story so much.
Now, I know going into the Jets game, the easy thing to say is, like, you have to win every game. Every game matters in the NFL. When you look at the schedule for this team in October, how important is it that the Cowboys take advantage of a theoretically weaker slate of opponents if y'all are going to get to where you want to be?
Well, every game. This past weekend, this tie... as much as we can look at the negative of the tie, we can look at the positive of it, too. It's a big difference in losing it and tying it on the very thing you're talking about, and that's that record. And it looks a long way away at this juncture of the season when you've only played four games. But, boy, when you get down there at the end, every fraction, every game, every half game makes a difference, and that is the case here. Of course, we're playing them there in the Meadowlands, and that's a tough thing. They've got some really voracious fans up there that like to have fun with us. So we've got our hands full, and of course we're playing walking wounded. In the NFL, it's not the thing to do to talk about. You're a little shorthanded with your injury, so we're not going to talk about that. But the facts are that a lot of people are going to get an opportunity to play Sunday that we hadn't planned on.
So are you saying I should not ask your concern level with potentially four of your five offensive line starters missing this weekend?
listen, there's the old adage, but boy, it's hollow sounding sometimes. Next man up. That can be an empty room, boy.
Jerry, Shoddy was on this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby, and they were having a great conversation. And the more we hear from this guy, the more we love him as the coach. What do you think you've learned about Shoddy that you didn't know before this season started?
Well, what you're seeing is an amplification of what we did know about him, and that is his in-depth knowledge of the NFL and football. His philosophy that all coaches develop as a composite of their experiences. Well, he's had those 30 years of experiences at a very young age, and here he is, barely 50, and has all of that experience, yet never has been the head coach. Well, boy, that gives you a level of energy, or that gives you a level of wanting to show them that you can't buy. And, of course, you're seeing his maybe best skill, and that is people skills. And not take anything away from his technical knowledge of how to coach. But he will do just what you'd expect. He'll wear them out in spending time and work. He's there all the time. And that's what you get by virtue of having done it before in this age. And so I'm excited about what he's bringing to the team. And he's got this team right now playing, in my mind, on all its cylinders.
You know, and Shoddy is another big proponent of the next man up theory. I know Jalen Tolbert already had a spot and played plenty for this team, but what have you thought about his performance in the absence of CeeDee Lamb? Because that's another person that you've expected or you need to step up.
Yeah. When it can happen for him. I remember when we drafted him, we thought he was one that we could have drafted it a round earlier, and I think it's third round on him. But the bottom line is that I think he's getting his real chance to do what he's practiced so hard for, countless repetition. And you like to see that, and as often will happen, the more catches he'll get, or he's going to, I think the more he'll make the play for you.
Jerry, you're a big proponent. You're a big character in pop culture also. Have you got a chance to listen to all of Taylor Swift's album yet? And will she be invited during the Thanksgiving game against Kansas City this year?
Well, the answer is I don't want to do anything to jump the gun, but we would have an elaborate seat for her if she should attend the game. There's nobody a bigger fan of Taylor Swift than I am, and but more importantly, we all are. And so I appreciate buying through her Kansas City connection there, the kind of interest that she has and that she has brought to the NFL. So I can't get enough Taylor Swift.
Now, yesterday, Dallas County judge denied a motion for summary judgment in the pending litigation of the sexual assault case. Are you worried that this is going to go to trial? Can you tell us anything on that front, Jerry?
Well, I think we're into this 7 years, and it's it's the system. But it's been there for 7 years, and that's all that I can comment about it. But it's the same one that's been around for a long time. And I've allegedly, when I was taking a picture with her after the New York Giant game 7 years ago, I allegedly kissed her. And, of course, I don't remember that or deny that. There's no pictures. There's no witnesses, in my view. And this thing has... needs to move on down the road.
Do you feel like it's your legal team at all that's kept this going for so long?
I think it's the system, but I'm not going to complain about the system that we have in America. It's flawed, but it's the best there is in the world. And so, you know, you just see where it goes from here. But I don't. She's. Actually had is the godmother or a relationship with that's how she got invited to the party after the game against the Giants, and so she was there along with several hundred other people, and it just is a case of trying to in my mind get money that you don't deserve.
Well, we appreciate the time as always, and great good luck in New York.
Great, guys. Let's have a big game, boy.
Yes, sir.
It's important.
There you go. Yes, there you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.